This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 10th, 2013. I'm Yotsuna Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The 63rd annual Opera in the Ozarks runs June 21st through July 19th at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs. This festival of fully produced operas is an educational program for singers pursuing a career in the world of opera. Sunday performances will be held at the Aaron Arts Center in Bentonville on June 30th, July 7th, and July 14th at 4 p.m. Tickets and more information are available at opera.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, an update on the National Strawberry Sustainability Initiative. Also, Dr. Calvin White, director of the African and African American Studies Program at the University of Arkansas, discusses the history behind the Juneteenth celebration. Those stories and more. But first, former Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas is heading up an effort to prevent regulations from interfering with small businesses. This so-called It's My Business Coalition is a national effort to encourage regulatory flexibility for independent contractors while leaving some parameters in place. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, Lincoln said the creation of more jobs may help bolster the group's advocacy.
But one of the greatest ways and the most productive ways that we can grow our economy is through job creation and through really ensuring that there's greater certainty for businesses in terms of the regulatory aspects of what's coming out of the agencies so that they actually have the confidence to take their resources and reinvest them in themselves.
Lincoln also told Talk Business Arkansas that she gets back to the natural state as much as possible, but that she has no plans to run for public office again in the future. Repairs to flood-damaged roads are ongoing in Benton County. Around 180 damaged sites from across the county are eligible for partial state reimbursement for the repairs, and Scott Stober, director of the county's road department, says county crews have already replaced a couple of bridges, replaced box culverts, and repaired washed-out dirt roads. But with the focus on flood repairs, he says the county's finite resources have been shifted away from plans to pave or chip and seal more than 60 miles of county roads this year.
What happens is we truck all of our own asphalt and stuff to the paver, and trucking's a big deal. If you can't get the material out to the job, then it kind of stops everything. And it's the same way with rebuilding the roads. I mean, you got to bring in lots of red dirt, you know, raise the road up, put the proper ditches in and get the drainage off the road, you know, put the crown in, but you got to have the material. So, and it's a lot of the issues are trucking and manpower. And it just all comes down to, you know, the budget and everything else. So we just have to make a readjustment, and this year that's what we're going to do.
Stober says he was hired in the latter part of 2011, and while repair work to road damage incurred from floods in the spring of that year were nearly complete when he joined the road department, he says the strategic planning of repairs to roads and flood control infrastructure seems more organized this year than in the past.
What happened in the past, it just seemed like they always undersized a lot of stuff, and here we go out and assess it and make sure that we put the proper size in, and if one, two, or three box culverts won't take it, then we usually end up building a bridge. So, and that's what we did on a couple of them this year. And it just seems like when I go down through the list of some of the old records, it was the same washouts year after year after year. And so my goal is to build them and build them right to where we don't have this reoccurring deal.
While the Benton County Road Department will be primarily focused on repairing the flood-damaged roads, Stober says some of the paving and chip seal projects that were originally scheduled for this year will still be completed. But he says nowhere near the amount of roads will be resurfaced as was originally scheduled. The Hot Springs Convention Center hosted a ceremony Saturday night for the Arkansas Entertainers Hall of Fame. Several Arkansans were honored, including Bill Carter, a former Secret Service agent and defense lawyer for the Rolling Stones, and Gary Weir, the man who portrayed Bozo the Clown for many years on KATV Channel 7. In Little Rock, Steve Arison with the Hot Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau describes two others that were inducted.
Arkansas native Rosetta Tharpe, one of gospel music superstars. She's been cited as a source by Elvis, Little Richard, Bob Dylan. She was rock and roll before rock and roll, and inspired all those guys. Mike Utley will be inducted. Mike is better known for being the leader of Jimmy Buffett's band. He's been a producer, director. He's written songs, just a great musician who attended the University of Arkansas. He's just one of the best keyboardists around.
Louis Shelton, a successful guitarist famous for his work with Seals and Crofts, was also honored. Senator Mark Pryor announced last week that President Obama has announced his nomination for the U.S. District Judge for the Western District of Arkansas. The president has tapped Timothy L. Brooks to take the bench. Senator Pryor described Brooks as a good fit as judge for the Western District of Arkansas, and he says that he looks forward to sharing his qualifications with fellow members of Congress through the nomination and confirmation process. Brooks has been a member with Taylor Law Partners in Fayetteville since 1993, and he has spent his 24-year legal career representing individuals and corporate clients at the state and federal levels, focusing on commercial and medical malpractice cases. The year isn't half over, yet wagers on electric games of skill in Arkansas are nearing $1.5 billion. According to the Arkansas Racing Commission, EGS wagers have topped $1.38 billion for the first 5 months of 2013. That breaks down to about $908 million wagered on electronic blackjack, poker slot machines, and other electronic games at Southland Racetrack in West Memphis, and more than $476 million at Oaklawn in Hot Springs. For the month of May alone, Southland posted EGS wagers of more than $177 million, an 8% increase from May of 2012. May wagers at Oaklawn were up 25% from 1 year ago, topping just more than $96 million for the month. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals heated up this weekend with one away game and two games at Arvest Ballpark. After capping off the series against Tulsa on the road Friday with a 8-1 loss, the Naturals returned to Springdale to open a four-game set against the Arkansas Travelers. The Nats won Saturday's game 6-3, and the Naturals followed up yesterday with another win and a final score of 7-5. After the weekend's action, the Nats are 19-41 on the season. The series against the Travelers continues tonight at Arvest Ballpark. Though postseason play has ended for the Razorback baseball team, several current Razorbacks will continue play in summer collegiate baseball leagues. The U of A announced today that 21 current team members will play in various leagues, with 8 going to 4 teams in the Cape Cod Baseball League, 9 players going to 6 teams in the Northwoods League, and 2 players going to both the California Collegiate and the Coastal Plain leagues. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, expect sunny conditions with a high in the lower to mid 90s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows around 70 degrees.